SBS Radio.
7 billion stories and counting.
SBS Radio. Broadcasting in Dinka.
SBS Radio. Ekiel netongijang Dinka.
Oya ne jang dinga chang ko wecha ke lor wecha ke motorete we ko ye ping tong jeng ne anto we katin ga dena pinyom ne to to walk tin it ne Australia ko wai kiel ne tong jeng ko SBS dinga to ke bian tong de to ke te do ku wan e kiel pan do Australia wo wai ke ping ne internet ne www.sbs.com.au /dinga kuna korba walk ping ya ne nong in telephone smartphone kin lobo wo yung ne SBS Radio alo bat lum ku bataw no mobile dui way kiel ne ta tir ku tum ni yom sabit ku ta de tam ya dur ni yom lat ne tek Sydney ken Melbourne way ku de kiel law num ye jam ne ka won kor ku ke bu ke di le ko ne tong jem ku ne ka lo ro ne pin nom ku pan Australia ke bian ne no ko to pan Australia dil gor bu ke ke pin ka lo ro ne gan to ke ke tin ye ka ke ki ya ku way jam na ku kul ke lo ro to we ku ke lor kuna no ku kor ba le wo ke ya ku ye pio miat ke ke lo ku ke lo no Facebook dai ne SBS Dinka kuna kor ba wo yo ya ke in jam mun wo ne telefon na to no Australia ke yen e telefon ne Melbourne ne abaj biak dongwan dongwan terwan ku dongwan ro ro kwa bai ku dich ye na ba ye ne tong le ngelit be lo ko ko nim ke 0399492205 na korbo wo yu ke intot te pe ke in tau 61 ni ye to ku nya 0 na kam de 3 ye ne tan ni wo yu we cha ke lo
Hello, welcome to SBS Dinka Radio. I am Ajang Dingichenko of the Dinka program, and today we will be joined by the former president of Ethiopia, His Excellency Mengistu Haile Mariam. The biography of the former president of Ethiopia is very long for us to follow through, but Mengistu Haile Mariam became the head of state in 1977, 4th of February to 1987, and then became the president of Ethiopia on the 11th of September 1987 to May 21st, 1991. In 1983, when the mutiny started in Bor in South Sudan, members of the Revolutionary Army struggle in South Sudan traveled to Ethiopian border, and they met some of Mengistu Haile Mariam commanders, one of them being some young officers in Gambela, Thuas Palchai. And then they were introduced to the president of Ethiopia, Mengistu Haile Mariam, who will be speaking to us today for the first time in the history of this relationship. Mengistu will be talking on the angle of history and his support to the people of South Sudan and what led to his decision by that time. In South Sudan, Mengistu Haile Mariam is hailed as one of the heroes for his support. A different story in Ethiopia. When you ask an Ethiopians, they will give a different account of what they know of him. But in South Sudan, children were named after him. Mengistu Haile Mariam's young boys were named during his leadership. And today we are going to talk to him how he met Dr. John Greng, his ideology, how they met with Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, what was the support, what was the influence of the Americans, what was the influence of the Soviet? What did Fidel Castro do to the people of South Sudan and all those who supported them? And what were the reasons? That is the angle of our interview with the former president, who is joyous to join us and happy to talk to the people who were South Sudanese and who will be listening to him for the first time. Mr. President, welcome to SBS, and thank you for accepting our interview. Mr. President, welcome, and how are you?
I'm quite all right. Thank you for talking to me.
Can you tell us about Mengistu Haile Mariam, the president, and the person who first accommodated Dr. John Garang and the people of South Sudan Liberation Army? Tell us a bit about it.
Well, At the beginning, we have never seen each other. We do not know each other. At the beginning, there was a problem while Nimeri was bombing and...
At the beginning?
Okay, if you are following me, we met in Addis with seven of them. They were very much tired and sent them to Nazareth, a country which is around 50 kilometers away from Addis, a place where it's a little bit hot weather than Addis, and a guest house. They stayed for weeks to get rest, and then we meet again. We talk about the problem. As I said before, they presented their need and everything. So the only thing that I said to them is, we will do anything we can in our power. We will even share a bread. Now you go back and arrange your political program. So that will be guided by that program.
Oh,
we did that within a small of time. Then they came back. We agreed that while the rest of Southern Sudanese are talking about the future plan, how to pursue the military situation and political situation, and Comrade John went back to the border area and he started collecting young people, the former Sudanese army and so on, officers and privates, to organize the SPLA. And he go on. The first time, he was the one of the oldest man, I forget the name, the minister, Jesse Hodua. He and he was together more closely.
To come in there, Mr. President, at the first place, you never met Dr. John Garang, but you were happy to talk to him. What motivated you to think that you can meet these people?
Well, since we agreed to help each other in order to liberate the South, so I have been there several times. For the first time, I saw a very many young men who are ready to take training. And I remember I say something in order to encourage them. And then we start away the training.
Now,
this is how it starts.
Okay. And in terms of from 1983, there was a collection of three people that you helped. Colonel Gaddafi also came in. And Garang, how did the three of you coordinate that? And was it because both of you don't need Nimeri or what?
Well, I was very close and friendly to Gaddafi. We talk everything about Africa. We were talking everything about that time situation of our world. And I raised the situation that we are trying to Liberation Army in the South. Gaddafi was very happy to be cooperative and to give us a support. He has a very good money, you know, oil money.
Yeah.
We have a man. So he agreed to establish the Liberation Army with me. And he asked me to talk with Comrade Garang and to know him well. Comrade Garang went to Libya. He stayed around, if I remember, 2 weeks. They have agreed in many things, and then he came back. But Gaddafi was asking so many things which really did not agree with us. We were happy to get money, to get weapons, to get any kind of support from Libya, but we were not happy to have their army or officers because we have adequate and forces on our hand in the Sudan. He wanted to also introduce and train, you know, the Quran in the army too.
In the SPLA?
That also was...
In the SPLA?
Yeah, within SPLA. Yeah, that also was not necessary. So there was a little disagreement between myself and Gaddafi, and John and Gaddafi. The Libyan support stopped there. This was a connection between Gaddafi and John and myself.
Now, in term, people say that when SPLM was named as a socialist organization,
and the idea of New Sudan, United Sudan, not separated Sudan. People said that Garang went and said to Mengistu that we need separate South Sudan. But because of Eritrea then fighting, Mengistu said, no, you can fight for the United Sudan. Is that what you said, or what did Garang give you on that?
Yes. John Garang also is not in favor of separation, as far as I know, at the beginning. He wants to change the policy of the Numeri, the policy of Islamization or Arabization. They want solid and united Sudan, both north and south. This was his idea at the beginning. But unfortunately, we didn't get along with Numeri. We came to separation later on.
There was also this argument that the Soviets were behind the support that they gave to Mengistu, and that Mengistu was able to push that message to South Sudanese that they become socialists or communists. And then there was this connection of Fidel Castro. What can you tell people who will be listening to this about that? What was the support behind that?
First of all, the Sudanese movement is not a socialist or communist movement. It is national democratic movement. And about concerning the Soviet Union, they did not agree with me to support the Southern movement by weapons. This is another matter. They don't want to hear. They don't want to know what I'm doing or what we are doing in the South. And they are not willing to really give us anything. Great. The Russian was not interested to be involved in the South movement.
Okay.
From the beginning to the end, we were buying weapons from the rest of the socialist country, not from the Soviet. This is the truth. Oh. Soviet Union have not done anything.
Okay. And there was this argument also that Mengistu might be supporting South Sudanese because he then don't agree with Numeri, and that was because Numeri has changed actually to be with America. And you yourself, you went to American schools, you went to a military training in America. What was the truth about that?
Well, the reason why we really support genuinely the South movement is because of the harassing and bombarding and killing many Southerners at that particular time and trying to Islamize by force. That was the main reason. The second reason, of course, Numeri was not only attacking the South, his own country, but he also a main supporter of the Eritrean rebels.
Okay.
And he was the enemy of Ethiopia. Not only the enemy of Ethiopia, the enemy of our revolution. He joined the United States and the rest of the West and attacking us by enemies. This is was the situation.
Dr. John Garang, from 1983 to 1991, you became friends and you have known one another.
Baloch, it's been walk your pink thing, the website, and the mobile apps. In the bag, your urban tea, a goping in your curriculum, Kubaragor, Kayin duping, the Kachel cooking in India. Name sbs.com.au/radio.
To you, who was John Garang to the people of South Sudan and people of Africa?
Well, many Africans was with us. I can even name such as Zimbabwe, Congo, Zambia, you name it. Many Africans was supporting us. Kenya, Mali, Uganda. So we have a lot of support, morally, politically, materially.
So we mean for us, we believe that most of us were kids. And we knew nothing that was coming in. We thought that we were told that the Russians were helping and little was coming out of Africa. Now for South Sudanese, we will be listening to you. So the support for the liberation of South Sudan was only coming from African countries?
Yes, from African country alone. There was this very few support from Libya that stopped at the beginning. All the support, the bulk of the support, of course, is Ethiopia. And we have good support from different African countries, like I say, mainly from Zambia, Zimbabwe, Uganda, and Kenya.
For the first time in the history of South Sudan, people will be listening to you. And there are a lot of children, a lot of boys, named after Mengistu Haile Mariam. The combination of the Kaso and the Amhara, the Dinka children and the other children in South Sudan are named after you. What do you have for them as a country that you supported? And now that country is in the war. What do you want to tell them, those kids?
First of all, I'm very grateful to be named many thousand children by me. I've heard this several times. That is a historical situation. And the thing which really now to fighting the story is the fighting within the thousand. That is a very sad story, not only for me, for many Ethiopians who are genuinely friends to the South. We know how the thousand people have suffered for many years. We know what happened there. We know the situation of the people. But this independent time is very few years, not more even 10 years. Yeah, it's a young government, young beginning, young freedom. We were hoping that South Sudan is a rich country, naturally. You have soil, you have oil, you have gold, you have almost everything. So you need peace and time in order to build that country. That country will be a very strong country in our continent. But hearing, fighting against each other and destroying everything, that is a very, very sad story to us and to all of the friends of the South.
Now
I am hearing that the situation is going to be improved. Probably the peace will be endless. And this kind of mistake will not repeat itself again, I hope.
The history of Ethiopia and the Sudanese people and the South Sudanese people can be taken back to the time of Haile Selassie in 1972. You were a soldier by then. Haile Selassie signed a peace agreement which was negotiated. And when the war started again, you supported the people of South Sudan and until 1991. When the new government came in also, now there is a new negotiation going on which is being headed by the Ethiopian peace negotiator. And then also Prime Minister Desalegn is the one that monitoring it. What history will the people of South Sudan learn between all this, from Mengistu, Haile Selassie, Desalegn, and all that? Peace always in Addis Ababa.
During the Emperor Haile Selassie, there was the same feeling and friendship between South and Ethiopia. Then when the Northerns are now became hostile to the South, the emperor and his government was not really happy. This is one thing. The other thing, at that time, if you remember, Mary claimed that he's a socialist.
Yes.
And he joined Egypt and Russia, while Ethiopia was with the West. This was the contradiction between the two countries and the government. So now, because of the ideology, the United States and Israel became to support the South together with Ethiopia. That's how the first Liberation Army established.
The Anyana,
very effective army.
The Anyana one.
Very good, modern weapon. Then the war was continue, and the Southern was almost reached to liberate themselves. Now the situation suddenly changed because Nimeri changed his position, you know, condemning Russia and expelled Russia from Sudan, and he became Westerner. Then the Haile Selassie and the rest became willing to negotiate and bring peace in the Sudan, Addis Ababa. Yeah, at that time, the Liberation Army commander was General Joseph Lago. That's how the negotiation and at last finalized the peace between the North and the South for about 16 or 15 years.
17 years,
yes. Later on, Nimeria again changed his position, and he also became not only socialist, but he became Arab and Islam. He declared Quran in the entire Sudan. This is not accepted by anybody in Ethiopia and in Africa.
In 1985, there was a transfer of the Palacio to Israel, and that annoyed Dr. John Garang. Dr. Garang was not happy the way it was done. But Nimeri established his relationship with the West through that. Is that the truth, or was that different to your own understanding?
Yeah, the same thing. Since he joined the West again, he was conspiring with everybody against us and against the South. That was the part of the struggle for him, to bring Salasha people back to from Ethiopia and, you know, for to Israel. That was a negotiation between Nimeri and Israel, their secret negotiation.
South Sudanese presented you that they were being killed by Nimeri. And then from there, that's why you helped them, because there was this African vs. Arab war. Now by themselves, they are the same black African fighting themselves. There is no ideological war, but there is what they call a leadership war. What can you say about that?
Yes, the first thing is not ideology or anything. Well, Southern is African. Ethiopians are African. Both are fighting with the Arabs, directly or indirectly. We're engaged in Eritrea with Arabs through Eritreans. Also, the Arabs are behind the Nimeri in everything. Fight to the South, to Islamize or Arabize the South. So there is distinct differences between us and our enemy. That was not only socialist or ideology. This is Pan-African ideology, fighting for freedom.
Radio SBS, Alibikiel, Nganggepul, Putin Uncle Loirot, Kidman Nganggawak, Kubol Dierkek, No Australia Eben, Nirwanik. Baya yugwene koye kiel na SBS, Kabanong Tib Yin Latin, Kubate Mbaya Pol, Nibol Kechengdu. Kubate Eke Ine Yitiyeo, Nikapi Edubenbe, Nibai Bangdun Chingintin.
SPLM presented, SPLM was saying that they need a total liberation and freedom of the South Sudanese people. But as we speak with you, the number of people dying in South Sudan is big. And that is people of South Sudan by themselves. To you now, is that a disappointment? Are you annoyed that when you sleep and think these people are the people that I help, but now they turn and killing each other? What feeling do you have?
Not only me, many, many Ethiopians, which is genuinely friend to the South, are very, very well. We are very disturbed about the situation.
Now, if you were to meet them, if you were to meet the leaders, some of them, I don't know whether you recently met President Salva Kiir and Dr. Riek Machar, who are the one now fighting. What will be your advice? Because some of them may listen to this, and what will be your advice to them?
My advice is very clear and simple. They must be united. They must be Southerners. They must build their new independent country. They have to brought those people to the big standard of living instead of fighting. They must build the new Sudan. They're fighting by the narrow nationalist cause. It's a shame, I can say.
Nationalism, you yourself, you have seen it and you have done it. And that's one thing that Ethiopians say, that Mengistu first see Ethiopia as the first one, and then comes everybody. South Sudanese see their tribes as the first one, then come the country. What can you tell us on nationalism? What is nationalism in... We lack that, but you have history of being a country that have civilization. You have never been colonized, but we here, we have been messed up by the Turk, by the Egyptian, by the British, and then by everybody. Now we are starting from nowhere. What do you want to tell us about nationalism?
Unfortunately, this nationalism problem is not only in the South Sudan. It is everywhere, almost in Africa.
Okay.
In Ethiopia, too. This is the signal of, you know, backwardness. The understanding and the living, the, you know, the stage of living standard. We have to improve this. The world has been changed. The West and the United States are fighting for something beyond our really imagination, but we are still fighting with, you know, tribalism. It has to be avoided. Long time ago.
Now,
not only in Sudan, everywhere.
You are one of the leaders that that joined the Pan Africanism when Kenyatta was there, when, because you went to leadership in 1977. Mugabe was still fighting, but he joined you guys. Julius Nyerere was there, and you, being the headquarters of OAU by then, the African Union now, what was Pan-Africanism to the young generation now? And is that spirit still there or is dead?
Fortunately, I was young at the beginning. My experience is a little to be a leader of that kind of country and to get that kind of problem. I was advantageous to be close and friendly with Nyerere, Kaunda, and some other genuine African, Pan-Africanists. And I was not only thinking about Ethiopian revolution. Unless all Africans are free and revolutionary, we cannot re-exist or survive alone. So even though Kaunda and Nyerere is not strongly socialist, but they are very democrat country, Pan-Africanist. So we were working together, everything. And at that time, there was fighting for liberation in Zimbabwe, in Angola, in Mozambique, in Namibia, many places. So we were discussing how we can solve this problem, which must be free first, who is the next, what will cost us, and so on and so forth. So we concentrate at that time on Zimbabwe, because of many reasons, because Mozambique was liberated. South Africa is still in apartheid, bondage. And later on, we really try our best to train fighters, to really brought weapons from everywhere, and we managed time to time to make free all this country of today.
Okay, now there is history of Nelson Mandela being trained in Ethiopia, and when he was looking for military training. Have you ever met him since you left Ethiopia in 1991? And what have he ever told you about African issues?
He was trained during the Emperor Haile Selassie time in our country. For about a year. Not only he, there was a number of cadres together with him. And when they finished their training, they went back to South Africa to start fighting for liberation. Unfortunately, at that time, there are a number of Jews or Israelis in Ethiopia as military advisors, as diplomats, and so on. They are spies. They were following the situation very closely about Mandela. When he landed in South Africa, they immediately, you know,
arrested
him and put him in jail. Yes. And he stayed there 27 years. That was a mistake. The secret was not really hidden properly. So this has been done by the Jew operating in our country at that particular time. Later on, when he freed, he came to Zimbabwe first, and then he came to Addis Ababa next. We were really happy because I was trained and heard so many things by my Canadian principal of my school long time ago in my childhood about the Southern Africa liberation and many struggle and situation. So we're aware of that country. And I was very happy, many Ethiopians happy, to see free Southern Africa, free Mandela. And then we did everything we can to please him.
So
we have talked a lot of things.
Have you met him before before his death? Have you ever been able to meet him before, since he became a president and after that?
Unfortunately, no. I didn't meet him. I only met him once in Addis Ababa when he came for a visit.
Okay.
So I did not see him.
Okay. Well, now, with we go to South Sudan, and Dr. John Garang, since you left in 1991, he has been traveling African countries, and we don't know whether you met or you never met. When was the last time that you met him before his death in 2005?
After I left Ethiopia, the entire leadership of the SLA transferred its office to Nairobi because the situation was not comfortable for them to continue fighting in Addis because the Wayane and Sharia is entirely opposite. That's what I'm doing. And then Comrade John was coming frequently to Zimbabwe several times. We were meeting here.
Okay.
Even though that I am not in power, we were discussing about tactics and strategy and politics, how we could really go on and to liberate that country. I was also trying to contact other people whom I know and support, they can be supportive to the movement.
So even if you were in exile, you have been helping Dr. John also to continue with the vision of liberating South Sudan?
Yes. In order to know what we were doing here after my coming to Zimbabwe, there was a person close to us, close to John and me, Dr. Benjamin. Dr. Benjamin knows everything. He was with us.
Dr. Mariar Benjamin?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. When he was the representative of the SPLM to Zimbabwe.
Yes.
What was the role of Robert Mugabe in all history of South Sudan? People have been talking. There are books written about the support of Robert Mugabe and the support of the African leaders. Tell us, what did Robert Mugabe play in South Sudan?
Well, the Southern movement has gone for some time. Before we go to any African country. Later on, we discussed, myself and Comrade John, I think it would be wise to go around our African brothers, explain our situation so that we could get support, political or material support. We didn't come early. SPLA was very strong and well-established in fighting almost in all southern provinces. The connection between other Africans such as Zimbabwe, Zambia, and the rest are later on. So their support was weapons, military clothes. I do not know. He didn't tell me. He may get some other support. But their support is come to us later on.
The Zimbabwe and the other South African countries.
And later on, the fighting was in a very big position at that time. The SLA was almost around Juba, while Comrade John is coming to Zambia or to Zimbabwe.
Now, Mr. President, I thank you a lot for your time, and I thank you a lot for everything that you have done to talk to us. This is going to be a very good interview on Historical Corners, and the importance of it is that we were able to speak with you and confirm some of the historical things that have been said about the relationship of Ethiopia under your leadership by then, and you and Dr. John Garang. But today it will be a good reference that some of them are in record and will be listening to them. Thank you a lot.
Thank you very much, too. I'm also happy to talk to you and to talk with the Sudan people through you.
Thank you a lot. Guys,
okay.
Whoever was listening, I was talking to the former president of Ethiopia, Mengistu Haile Mariam, today on the 7th of February 2015. Thank you a lot, Mr. President.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Ino ba ping na ju eri kiel tong dinga ka ino ba ke kor god bay na chi ta ro yok SBS tong du nin jam ka ne mobile apps ping na ka chele ke ni ndia ku de ka che ke pya chal ka ba ka ter che ke chal ba ke kor che ju eten ke de to no ngin ko na ngi wel ke ne ta de kiel ka ino ba wo ok to yin tong dun cha gor ne ke wel lo ne ta ndung do google ku lor lu ma tor tong dun in jam man to ne SBS language app ka ne google play